Against the background of the hills and streetlights of Los Angeles, searchlights illuminate a huge Art Deco sign of sculpted letters, spelling out Fox Searchlight Pictures, a News Corporation company. A ball of flame erupts, leaving a trail of sparks which resolve into the words, BBC Films. BBC Films and Fox Searchlight Pictures present a Wasted Talent production in association with Screen West Midlands. A caption reads, "One in three marriages ends in divorce. It's not the children that suffer, it's the wedding industry." Anthony Clark, Confetti Magazine.
My name is Anthony Clark, and I am a bride's best friend.
Smiling coyly.
I'm not gay.
Confetti. A caption over an elegant town mansion reads, Confetti Magazine, London.
Now, I own Confetti Magazine, but Vivian is the editor, and she's really the backbone of the publication. She does all the day-to-day work, if you like.
This is going to be the event of the year, and we have to really go for it as the event of the year. It's immense, because our reputation is hanging on a thread if we fail in this.
It's half an hour on a Saturday afternoon, three weddings, it's easy. All you have to do is hold up a card and say 10 out of 10 or nil point.
We're all very excited. We were going to do another Bride of the Year competition, but we thought that would just end up being given to a woman in a white dress again. So we thought we'd do the most original wedding as an idea. We're giving away a house to the couple with the most original wedding.
An artist's impression.
Not everyone wants to get married in a crazy way. Not everyone wants their special day ruined by a gimmick. But some people do.
Couples are auditioned by Anthony, Vivian and her assistant Sophie, the first two are dressed in dinosaur masks.
Pitch us your vision of the most original wedding.
Okay, well, we're into dinosaurs, we're raptors actually.
It's a dinosaur-themed wedding.
Yeah, absolutely. Want it in a cave, first of all.
Thanks so much for coming.
Already?
Yep, already.
Well, I don't want to waste your time. Next.
Hi, hello. Thank you so much for coming.
The next man puts on a wig.
All the guys are going to be dressed as Elvis Presley.
And the girls will be dressed as the old teddy girls.
Do you think the idea has been done before?
No.
Right, next.
Vivian, am I going to be meeting more mental people today?
A couple in bobble hats.
We're going to get married following the daffodil route round Wales. It's train route, starts Cardiff.
I appreciate you wanted to come here and win a house. It's not going to happen for you. Goodbye.
There are three changes on the way from here to Bridport.
Well, I'm sure you fucking loved it, didn't you? You love a train. Go on.
No, she was tremendously pretty. We could actually partner up with somebody else.
Well, what we had in mind was a kind of ancient Roman wedding.
Great!
It starts with the sacrifice of a pig at the bride's house.
Fuck me.
But maybe with some hairstyle around it and prescription lens.
Oh, next.
A pair of clowns.
Get out. If we were producing a sort of updated version of The Joy of Sex, you two would be perfect.
3 hours later, Anthony reviews Polaroids.
Naturists or Joy of Sex? The Joy of Sex are better looking, but the Naturists, well, it's more confetti.
Well, I don't want them at all. I'd rather have the Romans.
Bax says maybe. Naturists, tennis, musicals.
Vivian shrugs. A sparkly caption reads, Couple number one, Matt and Sam. A bland-looking pair sit on a sofa with Sam's mum in a pink velour tracksuit.
Our submission was accepted. And our submission, by the way, we should probably say, is the musical
theme. Theme for musical wedding.
Yeah, Hollywood musicals, yeah. That's what we're going for.
The idea that we pitched is, it's in the style of the sort of Busby Berkeley, so it's a big kind of production number. We're having a sort of bridesmaids as the chorus girls. You know, they sort of have the sweeping kind of staircase of bridesmaids in those films. And Jen, my sister, obviously, she'll be bridesmaid of honour, won't she?
So oh,
she'll
absolutely. Come she'll
she's away at the moment,
yeah.
But she's a dancer. She's in Bahrain with a cruise.
She travels around a lot, and yeah. We don't always know where she is.
A snapshot of Jen in a spangly nightclub costume.
I work in a care home for the elderly. Sam comes along sometimes and she helps out. She helps me and she sings for them, lovely.
I'm slightly tone deaf, but Matt's always said if I wasn't tone deaf, I'd have a very good voice.
Yeah, that's true.
So you know, I enjoy
it's all confidence. That's all it is.
Yeah.
A lot of it is confidence.
A pink, sparkly caption. Couple number two, Joseph and Isabel.
Well, the vision for our wedding is going to be actually quite simple. Tennis.
Tennis.
They play competitively.
Woo! Come on, Joseph.
I mean, we are going to win. If you're listening, losers, the other people in the competition, give it up.
Stop.
Stop now, because we're going to win.
They train in a high-tech gym.
It's not about how good our wedding is. It's about can we do anything to make theirs little...
That's what you do in tennis. That's what you do. You got to look at someone's game and you have to destroy it.
They exercise, staring each other out.
Yeah, we have a coach. Yeah. Well, I say coach.
We have a coach. He's amazing. He's so supportive. My inner game is gone at the moment and he's really working on that with me. So we're in the court, that's what we're working on.
He's very interesting getting inside you, isn't he?
He's fantastic at it.
A sparkly orange caption. Couple number three, Michael and Joanna. Stark naked, they ride a tandem through a leafy wood, then sit on a bench beside a naturist swimming pool.
Well, I'm Michael, this is Joanna. And, I've been a naturist all my life. And Joanna's quite new to it, really.
Beginner.
He puts his arm round her, and they kiss.
Summerlands. It's the oldest naturist camp in the country.
Mum and Dad lived here, and they were naturists.
Well, my dad was a policeman. My mum worked as a legal secretary. And they do think, they do worry a bit that I'm in a cult.
Billiard playing naturists size up their balls on a table.
It's not a cult. It's not a cult.
Joanna pulls a slightly dubious face.
I mean, we are all naked, apart from clothes.
All the time.
And then when you take the clothes off, it's more obvious. You know, I know I'm for this film, I'm supposed to sit like this so that you can't see my penis. But, you know, I'm looking at my penis now.
It's lovely.
And it seems absolutely fine to me.
Confetti editor Vivian talks to camera.
Now, the auditions we had, I was very excited about it, but I'm not particularly now. One is a potential idea, perhaps, the musical couple.
No, we're going back to singing out of tune again, dear.
The tennis couple maybe could work.
But the girl, she has the most extraordinary nostrils. I mean, I can't take my eyes off them. So if you put that on a front cover, the nation won't be able to take their eyes off them. The third choice? I mean, where do you want me to start? They want to be on the front cover naked.
But I'm optimistic. I have my wedding planners coming in soon, and Heron and Huff, and they seem absolutely dynamic.
Someone tugs at the wooden gate of a small yard.
Push a bit from the other side and say, all right.
Come in.
Hi.
Hello. That's all right.
This is my partner.
Heron and Huff.
Your dreams are enough. I think this is going to be the most extraordinary theatrical wedding love celebration.
Three-ring circus.
It's a three-ring circus of love, and we're going to be right at its centre.
Don't show the pats. Come away, don't show the pats.
This...
No, stop it.
This...
No.
...is our award wall.
You shouldn't show them that.
I know, but, you know...
Don't show them that one or that one.
Heron and Huff shop at a wedding store.
We're not clear on budget, are we, at the moment?
No, but the great thing is, it's, I mean, as you know, it's a very big magazine, so I think we're safely assuming that there will be some money to spend.
Just a little bit.
Which is why we've already started. I mean, we haven't met the couples yet, but we already have a load of ideas that we want to kind of spring on.
And I think one's first instinct is often the best.
Mm. Black and silver sparkle.
Oh, lovely, that's good, good choice.
Because also we're up against time, don't forget. You know, we would often plan a wedding over 9, 12, 18 months, and we have 3 months to plan 3 weddings. Yeah.
Which we're up for.
Mad as cheese, the pair of us.
Yes.
Mad as cheese.
Yeah.
What we give people is a huge part of ourselves. It's our wedding on the day.
We have not lost one yet.
No. There's nobody who has been married at a wedding we have organised
who
is not still together.
Jesus, the coach, watches Joseph serve to Isabel.
Come on, don't serve so hard to her.
What do you mean, don't serve so hard? How's she going to get any better if I don't serve
hard? I mean, you're a man.
Are you here?
She's
are you actually
woman.
In the room?
Ugh.
Do it again. Just go one
do
more
what
time.
Again? Serve and so you can miss it?
Jesus is.
Joseph glances into the court.
An exceptionally mediocre coach.
Oh, well, my name is Jesus and I'm from Spain. That's the difficulties of my name is because also calls Jesus.
handsome Jesus practices with Isabel.
I mean, if anyone goes around calling himself Jesus, frankly, it's a bit sad. There must be a deep well of insecurity in there.
On the court, Jesus throws up some balls.
I will hurt if they get married, because I think he's not the appropriate man for her. Yeah, that's character. I mean, she needs more love, she needs more smiling, and she needs a little bit more of sweetness.
Jesus trains with them both. Joseph gives up.
In front.
No, don't stop. I think this is good.
What's good?
I just wait. Keep going.
No, I'm not tired. I'm not tired.
No, just for the...
If anything, I'm tired.
Oh, positive.
Sorry.
Just for the opening.
Yeah.
I was feeling something.
Yeah.
Take my hand.
Well, I think what were you feeling? Lovely,
I was feeling that this could be used.
For the wedding.
Used in the wedding?
Yeah. That would be excellent.
Brilliant.
Who's getting married?
As they train, Jesus lifts Isabel up.
You know, he's always going to matter how warm they are in the Mediterranean, you know. They're very, you know, tactile people. But he doesn't touch anyone as much as he touches my fiancé. I don't think.
Joseph looks through the glass wall onto the court.
Oi! I'm watching.
Isabel and Joseph read a document.
Rules of entry number one. You hereby confirm that you're not already married. Two. You agree to participate in pre-marriage counselling.
Isabel shuts her eyes with some dread.
Counselling?
She peeps at him ever so warily.
Counselling?
Yes.
He stares at the rules.
I'm not doing counselling.
Joseph, you've...
I'm not doing counselling.
I just think...
I've done counselling. You know I've done counselling. I'm not doing it.
She searches for words.
I'm not doing it!
The confetti office.
Let's just concentrate on how we want these people to look. The tennis players, Isabel and Joseph, we want them to look so glamorous.
Well, we want them to win, don't we?
Yes, I quite like the musical couple. I think
they're
quite sweet.
I think they'll look wonderful on the day.
She's a little dowdy.
No, she'd be fine if we dress her in a beautiful dress.
You never know on the day, though. You know, the Nature's couple on the day might be fantastic.
I don't think anyone wants to see her mouth.
You chose them.
A caption reads, "The meet and greet." At the National Wedding Show, Antoni, Vivian and Sophie pose for publicity shots with wedding planners Archie Herron and Gregory Huff. Michael and Joanna arrive wearing home knits. Joseph and Isabel in designer wear. Matt and Sam in scruffy raincoats. Sam's mum in fake leopard skin.
I was quite excited by the people that we met. I think, you know, of the three couples, I think I wouldn't want to favour any of them. I think they're all exciting. Very much in love, I think. I've had slight problems with the tennis, Isabel and Joseph.
And a woman that only wears things that she's knitted herself is just going to be difficult.
Yes, and they did smell.
The three couples pose for publicity shots. The whole team takes seats to watch a catwalk show. Isabel, determined to impress, corners Gregory Huff and gesticulates animatedly. Sam's mum chews gum and mouths, "Ooh, that's lovely." Antoni sneers at the designs and models.
Well, it was a really, really good day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an amazing day, yeah.
There were so many things to see. And
also from the time that Sam had the makeover, you know. That would be enough, you know, the fact that she was chosen to have a makeover anyway was, oh my God.
In flashback, the three couples sit in the front row at a stand called Looking Good. The presenter calls for volunteers and both Isabel and Sam put their hands up. Sam is led up on stage. As the hair and makeup team work on her, she smiles down at Matt and he gazes back lovingly. Michael and Joanna look on with wistful expressions, but Isabel and Joseph watch with sour, glum faces. Sam is led away to be fitted for a dress. Matt puffs his cheeks in nervous expectation, but his jaw drops when she reappears, radiant in a strapless white gown with an organdy shrug over her shoulders, showered in confetti. He gulps, his eyes tear up, and he looks away, overcome with emotion.
Not all because I've seen tomorrow in her.
Isabel and Joseph are po-faced. Their confident, arrogant good looks are dulled with disappointment, and they get up to leave.
They just happened to pick her to have a makeover out of all those people in the audience. So we had to have a word, a civil word, and they kindly agreed to go again.
Isabel is led onto the Looking Good stage in a wedding dress, her hair and face made up. She and Joseph exchange a triumphant clenched fist gesture, and Joseph looks with smug contempt at his fellow competitors, his eyes and teeth flashing. Later, Gregory and Archie look at magazines as they wait outside Vivian's office.
He's got himself in a picture. He's got himself in a... Just to see at the back.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi.
Come on in.
Lovely to see you.
You too. Mm. Perch yourself on the couch. Hi. Lovely to see
lovely
you.
Lovely to see you.
In you come.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, you know, first and foremost, you know, thank you so much for coming and doing this job.
We are so excited.
Good.
About
I'm thrilled.
This.
Now, to cut to the chase, there are several things that are on my mind at the moment that need to be sort of sorted.
Well.
Firstly, I need. And it has also come from the powers that be above. I need one venue for all three weddings.
Their faces fall.
For the wedding competition.
For all the weddings?
That's right, yes.
Because we thought about Queen's Club and Roland Garros.
Well, I mean, I love your ideas. They're great, but they're not within the budget, you know. So, one venue. Now, the second point is, and one that does concern me over the naturists, I need the naked girl dressed. I need her in a dress.
In a dress?
In a dress,
but
yes.
But aren't they're nudists, aren't they?
No, they're naturists.
Oh, right. Well, yes, but they take the clothes off.
Well, I need them in a dress.
Does she know that?
No, that's your job to tell her.
Right.
Do you think they actually do play volleyball?
Oh, I don't know, so we're going to find out. I feel a bit sick, actually, Archie.
The naturist camp.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's the naked man on a bike.
Yeah, all right, just keep your eye on the road.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see it. I'm choosing to ignore it now. Just look.
No clothes on, so it's riding around
just,
on its back.
Look, just pull up here. Pull up here.
Will there be any... Yes, it'll be obvious, won't it? I mean, it'll be obvious when we meet them.
Joanna, naked except for a shawl round her waist, and Michael come down a woodland path.
How are you doing? You all right?
Hi.
Hi. Good. Nice to see you again.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
Joanna.
Archie.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
Great.
Hello.
Glad you can make it.
Stand on your toes.
Oh, no, no, I'm all right.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Well, let's...
Show you around.
Yes.
They stroll past two nude men playing badminton.
Hi, guys.
Gregory stares at the ground.
You know, you have a really good game of badminton, then no need to wash your kit. So,
yeah.
Well, that's a bonus.
Michael turns to Archie.
Do you play badminton?
No.
Right.
Indoors.
You are aware, aren't you, that these weddings will all take place. All three competitors will have their weddings in the same venue, on the same day, one after another, sort of,
but
concurrently.
In a venue?
It doesn't, I didn't know that.
No, it isn't
well,
absolutely,
says,
well, it is clear, in fact, but it isn't underlined
no,
or anything.
It says,
just says you have
you,
to approve
you
where
approve
where
we
do.
Well, the magazine approves, and they've decided that to make it easier for the judges to be everywhere, it all has to be inside and on one occasion.
What's that?
This is Primavera.
No,
that's a painting by Botticelli.
Sorry.
And it just explores... You said nature explores some of the themes of nature. Obviously, you've got these apples, pears and things, and the elements blowing on her, and there's flowers and so on, and the strength of this sword. And there's just she's just slightly veiled, and you can see the nakedness underneath.
But that's just wacky costumes. It's just costumes.
It's kind of theatre, isn't
art.
It? But it's not real,
it's
and we're about nature and real.
Oh, hi. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Great. Archie and Gregory exchange a long glance as a bare-breasted woman comes in with a tea tray. Later, they have a meeting.
What are we going to do? They're going to want to walk in and take their clothes off, aren't they?
Yes.
Do you think we should allow them to do that?
Yes, if that's what they want to do.
Good. I think that too.
Absolutely.
They want to do that. They should be allowed
absolutely.
To do it.
Of course
it.
They do. To ask them to get married in another way, you know, clothed, is completely contrary to everything we believe
yes.
in. So, yes, they must be naked people as they get married because that's who they are.
Right, lovely. So, musical.
Musical's King and I.
It's not the King and I. Why does there have to be the King and I? King and I this, King and I that.
It offers so much design-wise. It's East meets West. There's a fantastic opportunity for food there.
Archie.
You know I can get
Archie.
Hold of elephants.
I'm thinking singing in the rain. I can just see it. We can have the rain from the Wimbledon falling all over the MGM.
Well,
and we'd just be singing or on the town. Oh, please, on the town.
I hate on the town.
How can you hate on the town?
Oh, it's that woman in the cab. She just drives me mad.
Oh, she's wonderful.
10 weeks to go.
So, folks,
El Maestro.
Sorry, we're late.
This is Paul.
Hi.
Sam.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Hello.
In a studio with a grand piano, Sam and Matt meet Paul, a musician. Sam hugs Gregory.
Paul has been working with us on some ideas for your wedding, which we'd like to show you.
This is
nice. So, we've put some stools out. We've kind of... It's like a little show. It's like... It's just... If you could take the stools... We're going to show you,
right now,
and we want to show you what we've come up with as potential vows for your wedding.
Shall I take my coat off?
Archie and Gregory, in matching suits, face each other over the piano.
I give you my love always, to have and to hold, always, a life to unfold as man and woman.
Sam watches with an amiable smile. Matt in wide-eyed, open-mouthed shock.
I give my life to you. Evermore shall my heart be true. For the rest of our lives we'll live as one.
Archie, shaven-headed, bespectacled and bearded, and Gregory, smaller, blonde, tufty quiff, sing to each other as much as to Matt and Sam. They look over expectantly. Sam applauds.
That's amazing. That is really amazing.
Exciting, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I love it, and it's a bit like ours.
Off your bottom and show
that's
us.
That's amazing.
Off your bottom and show us.
Oh, I'm sure it is. So we just cobble that together. And I'm sure we can get some sort of middle ground between the two, or...
I promise to love you. I promise to care for you. I promise to always make you laugh.
You're both singing in different keys.
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
Is that how...
Harmony.
Oh.
Joanna at a sink.
We know now we can't be here, but if we get married there, then it has to be closed.
I didn't hear them say that.
It has to be closed, but for me it does have to be closed.
You want it to be?
Well, I'm happy as a naturist with you and a naturist with naturists, but I'm not happy being undressed in front of lots of clothed people. It's been your life forever, and I'm new to it still.
Yeah, but you're not going to give them nightmares. I mean, you know, you look beautiful. You'll be fine.
No, they'll laugh. Someone will laugh
at us. They won't laugh. People don't
laugh. I'm not prepared to feel shame and to feel humiliation
on their
problem. Wedding day.
It's completely their problem, though, isn't it? I think it's your mum. I think it's your mum that does this. Think about your mum now. Picture your mum. Do you want to get dressed?
Joanna nods.
Yes. See, there we go. It's her. She's so clothed.
Snoopy, Matt's best man, sings in a pub and joins them for a drink.
You used to laugh so much, but now you're always buying wine and wanking on about your sofa.
I'm like Eno on speed. It's just kind of like you take the whole thing and I just...
Speedo.
That's what we're like. This is what we're like, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is what we used to be like.
Yeah. Well, we still are, sorry.
Yeah.
Sam watches the chubby, scruffy, bearded singer with slowly mounting despair. Even Matt seems to be having second thoughts. After the song, Snoopy sits at their table.
You can do Wizard of Oz. Right. Well, Wizard of Oz is a musical. Yeah. Okay. All right. You've got.
Do you mean at the
wedding? You've got the yes. You've got the bass. The Cowardly Lion. The Tin Man on drums. You've got Dorothy on guitar. You've got the second guitar can be the
Toto.
Toto. Yes, the little dog.
And this is a bad idea.
The monkey with the wings.
Taking the monkey with the tail. Taking the monkey out of me. I don't think you're taking it seriously at all.
Flaming Lips do it.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke, Snoopy. It's our wedding.
I can speak to her.
I don't think you really need to speak to her. I'm just going to have to calm this one down because she does really think you're taking the piss.
No, mate, I'm not. It's just the monkey tipped over. She liked everything else. As soon as I said the monkey with the wings...
I don't even know if it was the monkey,
it was the monkey
honest.
With the wings. Because I saw her face and it dropped. And if you don't want a monkey, you don't have to do it. It wasn't an integral part. I could be a wicked witch.
7 weeks to go. On an outside tennis court...
I'm a bit anxious, actually.
We're both anxious. Today is a big day. We've got the wedding planners coming in, and those
lovely little fellas hopefully will have come up with something very exciting for our wedding, because we've not heard much.
No, we haven't heard much from them. We gave them a lot of information.
A lot of information.
And we're hoping that they're coming back today.
With something with concrete.
Sorry we're so late.
That's okay, let's get started, so waste no more time.
Okay.
Look, should we just show you? We've got it. It's in our heads. We'll
do it. Yeah, no, fantastic.
Opening of your ceremony.
Brilliant. Where do you want us?
Well, if you just go over there,
we'll imagine your congregation. You're the congregation, and we're
right. Brilliant.
And this is where we're sort of looking that way.
Let's give him a chance, I suppose. You never know.
The parade of the ball boys. On they come.
Archie and Gregory run to the baseline with mincing little steps, separate, scurry along each set of tram lines to the service line, and face each other across the court. They run across the service line and crouch down like ball boys. They teeter back down to the baseline, pick up huge rubber balls, and toss them to each other.
And then, from the back come your gigantic balls.
They waft about with a racket down the back of their suits.
All the way down on the tram lines.
Right.
And then you perform your vows, then you're married. And that's the start. What do you think?
Joseph and Isabel stare. Behind them, Jesus comes up.
That's not where, you know, we need to speak to someone professional. I mean, you move beautifully, both of you, but we need someone who knows what they're doing properly.
Well,
with ball boys and ball girls, don't we?
Yeah.
So choreographer, first
we,
of all.
We think that the choreographer really should be the remit of the MGM wedding couple.
Yeah. Sorry, we can't have a choreographer because they've got one?
Well, because their dance is sort of their key, central to that.
Central
theme.
To us.
Yeah. I've worked a lot on it. Right before you guys came in, I was working on the
She does dancing.
Oh, yes, I saw that. I thought you'd injured yourself.
Isabel demonstrates.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. We asked for a...
Jesus.
The prop...
Saint Jesus. Can you get rid of him? Get rid of him.
Isabel runs and hugs Jesus.
I have to explain something to you. We have to win this competition. There's no question of if, but, or maybe. Okay, we have to win it. We are in severe financial... What are you doing?
Jesus is here. I invite him along.
Can you go away?
No, I invite him here.
I want him to go.
I want him to go.
Hey, listen, speak nice.
Okay?
She's got to be your...
No, can you go? What's it like being short? Do you like being
Joseph,
short?
Stop!
Is that fun?
But you're rude all the
What's
time.
What's the weather like down there? Is it good?
Anyway,
yeah. What's the Spanish for go away, you fairy?
Joseph, hey? Stop it!
You have to say I love you to her. No, it's bad.
Sorry. What do you have to say to her?
Joseph pushes Jesus, who pushes him back. They grapple with each other. Archie and Isabel try to separate them. They all fall to the floor, and Archie gets Joseph in a neck lock.
Now listen, listen to me. You do not
have an education from a boys' boarding school in the north of England,
and be the only gay boy there, and not know how to handle yourself. So if you move again, I'm going to break your arm. Do you understand?
No,
he doesn't deserve you.
Joseph jogs away.
He'll be fine. He just needs to run it off.
Sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. So from the top.
I think we should just...
Hold on.
Joseph comes running back and leaps on Jesus. They fall to the ground. Gregory rushes up, wagging his finger.
You stop it! Just stop it! It's ridiculous! It's just stupid! I come here for this!
I was appalled by that. And shocked. It was terrifying. It was a terrifying experience. It's in my top 10 terrifying experiences.
It's just not what we're used to. It's not the world we work in, really.
Archie puts his hand on Gregory's shoulder.
But, you know, we showed them a few things, and we'll come back and show them more.
You showed them some things. You stood up. You stood up for me, and you stood up for yourself. It was amazing. It was wonderful, Archie. It's really wonderful. You do know that. I'm so proud of you.
Let's go. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Joseph lies on a bed in their mock Regency bedroom.
People don't like me, do they?
Joseph, people like you.
Who?
I like you.
You don't count.
Why not?
Well, you do count, but you don't count in people who'd like me.
Why not?
Well, because you obviously like me. Well, do you like me?
Joseph, I
don't like me.
Maybe that's the real problem.
Thank you, Dr. Freud.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I have a lot more experience. I mean, I went to counselling.
I stayed there.
I'm not going to counselling. Don't start that again.
I'm just saying that if you stayed a bit longer, maybe we could have answered some of these questions. We're going to get you in a positive space right now. I don't feel that you are. Know what we've got?
Isabel gets off the bed and returns with a small silver trophy.
You want to hold that for a while? Hold it. Huh? That's what we've got. And we've got...
I won this 10 years ago.
Hold this. Come on. Hold it. Look at me. Come on. Come on, Joseph. Give me that. That's it.
Joseph scowls darkly. 6 weeks to go. The planners are in a theatre foyer.
How are you doing? Nice to see you. You all right?
Hello.
Hi. Hi. This is Jane, my sister.
Oh, hello. Nice to meet you. Hi. Lovely. Yeah. So, if you two lovebirds would like to flutter down with me.
Cool.
Do you want to come as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, Jane's coming as well. Jane's really interested. Jane's a professional choreographer.
Yes.
And she likes a choreographer. She's going to be choreographing the show.
Oh.
So we've got loads of ideas, because I've done loads on, you know, I've been like a dancer for like 12 years, so I've got loads of stuff, ideas worked out. Yeah, we're sorry about the other lady, but Jen really wants to do it.
Well, we have the best dance, the choreographer in the country. Do you realise that?
I was just explaining that I'm actually a professional dancer.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
really?
Choreographer.
Yeah. We've kind of come up with a few ideas.
Yeah,
right. What we're kind of thinking is, we've kind of got it... kind of wrapped up, really, you know. I mean, I can show you a few.
I'm not quite sure what the ideas are originally. I'm a bit new to this.
Well,
can you explain?
Yeah.
What it is?
Because I don't know that it is all wrapped up yet.
Right.
It's like the theme that we've gone after, right, is a kind of 30s and 40s musicals, right?
Right.
Old
Fred
MGM.
Exactly.
And who's the water woman?
Oh, it's sort of like the Esther Williams style.
Yeah, Esther, yeah.
Oh,
Esther,
right, yes.
Not like Hundreds of Girls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Obviously,
kind of like
a smaller version of that.
Sort
right?
of thing. Yeah, I mean, it's like.
That's,
yeah.
Jen gets on stage.
Well, just. Might as well.
Jen's
worked some moves out.
Right.
What it is like, just say you've got like two rows of girls, like Big Busby Barclay, they're all like the tin four dresses, and then it's like out, and the next girl, out, and the next girl, out, and on the other side, simultaneously, all at the same time, out, next girl.
Greg
out,
and Archie watch girl, agog.
Out. And then, like Matt and Sam can sink down, and you know, like the Dream Ballet in Oklahoma, Dream Laurie comes out, me, same costume, wig, so I'm Sam.
Jen.
You know, it just gives you an idea. We do stuff like it on the ships all the time. You know,
which things if you'd like to do it, then that's fine. You don't need to.
Do you like the whole dream? What do you think about the dream ballet bit? Because that really works. Because Sam, you know, physical dyslexia and that, she's going to be all nervous.
What? Sorry?
Well, Sam's got physical dyslexia.
What's that?
Well, she's like clumsy.
Clumsy means she can't dance.
Well, no, of course she can dance.
We did
dance.
We did a lot of dancing as kids. I mean, I did a lot of
dancing. We did competitions. Yeah.
I think it's great. I think it's great that we've got Jen here because I'm sure she can play a really strong role in this.
Yeah,
but
totally.
I really feel that we've got Jenny here who is an expert in choreography as opposed to a dancer, and we should be using her like we said.
You weren't there, Chris.
She's been working on the cruise ships for years.
Yeah, cruise ships, exactly. That's
who
the cruise
works
ships.
Out all the dances she does.
Right.
Who's a professional dancer? She is.
Right, and this choreographer's not a professional dancer.
All she wants to do is help her sister on her wedding day. Something wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think so.
But, you know, this isn't just an ordinary wedding. This is a competition. We've entered a competition. We've got to abide by the rules of the competition.
It's still her wedding day.
Yeah, and it's my wedding day as well.
Most important day of her life.
And it's my important day as well.
I'm going to be your sister-in-law. Have you thought about that?
Jesus, every night.
I know you're stressed and I know you're tired and I know you're getting up really, you know, I know you're working hard and you're and I'm totally amazed.
I'm about to get married. I'm about to
but
get married in a competition.
So, but
of course
being
I'm stressed.
So lovely. Well, you're being so lovely and you're really putting your heart and soul into it.
Yeah, for you.
And I know that, but they don't know that.
Yeah, but they should know it. Why don't they know it?
Yeah, because they're not, you know, they
see
it. They've
not met me. I've lived with your flipping mum for 9 months.
They will see it.
Christ.
They will, you know, all I'm saying is that you need to just go and do a bit of diplomacy.
Oh, yeah, I will.
And, you know, but I love you and I'm completely with you and I'm totally, day by day, I'm just amazed at how wonderful you are and... I'm so pleased to be marrying you.
In their bedroom in Sam's mum's house, Sam kisses Matt, who lays his head on her chest. Later, they're sat at the dining table. The walls around them are adorned with rosettes, certificates and awards for gymnastics and ballet.
I come down the aisle, you're waiting at the altar for me, you know, in your top hat and tails with Snoopy, you know, doing, you know, the sway, whatever. I come down, you know, shuffling down the aisle, whatever, in time, hopefully, and then meet you at the altar. The other question is, that I'm worried about as well, is who's going to take me down there?
What about your dad?
I'm not sure if he's going to be there, to be honest. I mean, at the moment, it doesn't look like he's going to be there, so...
Why?
Well, because he's obviously... I haven't invited him, Mum hasn't invited him, you haven't invited him.
Do you not
want...
Yeah, I'm
not... I'd like him to be there, but obviously, I'm not in a position to...
To invite your dad to your wedding?
I'm not in a position to...
Her lip trembles.
I'm not in a position to... to do that.
Sam's eyes well up.
You do want him there, don't you?
She nods.
This is more... Your dad being at your wedding is more important than anything else we're talking about. Or that, you know, your family being at your wedding is more important than getting the song right. I think your mum's going to have to lump it for 4 hours of her life.
Back in the studio, Paul plays piano while Matt and Sam rehearse the choreographer's dance routine. Archie and Gregory go through some of the moves with each other.
Feel this bit. That's it, out.
Snoopy, watching them, looks glum.
And run to each other and round. And turn out. Out. And back, hold his face.
Where's Snoopy's bit? You haven't done any of the music. It's not all. It can't be this, surely. You know, because we've got a thing. Not that. It's bigger.
At the piano.
Nomophetic relationship. It makes me sick. So very sick. Your shining eyes like twisted wire on the cover of a dirty magazine. Mouthful of razor blades. Tongue just like shining steel. You're making me ill. On the cover of a dirty magazine.
Archie takes off his glasses and pinches the bridge of his nose. Gregory watches numbly. Matt paces unhappily.
I can do that bit. I can do the swiddly bit.
That's, not good, but...
I thought that could be the big...
It's
just not steel. Ill, it's called. Steel ill. Steel ill. Steel ill. There's lots
But what's it got to do with the wedding, Snoopy? Do you know what I mean? What's it
shiny.
Got to do with getting married?
Is that what you think I am? You think I'm a girl on the cover of a porno magazine?
No, it's not
with a steel
that.
Tongue?
No,
is that what you're trying to
no,
say?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying...
You're saying it's nomophetic.
Nomophetic.
Yeah, yeah, good
relationship.
Idea.
Relationship, it makes me sick.
So our relationship makes you sick?
No,
well,
no.
Snoopy,
no.
If you want to sing that song at our wedding, that's what it sounds like.
I'm not, I'm saying everyone else's relationship's normal and nomophetic. This is...
There is no nomophetic.
What does pedantic mean? That's the whole...
That's an interesting question, but it's not the time
to
work it out here.
You're dragging me down, you're making me frown. Saw you crying in your sleep. Please don't cry. What does pedantic mean?
Snoopy.
Yeah, we're going to have...
You can do the lyrics.
Oh, easy.
You can
Snoopy has a vital part to play in this wedding. There's no doubt about that. He is Matt's best friend, and he's musically talented, and he's going to be there. But this is going to be their dream wedding, and I'm prepared to kill or maim for them to have that wedding. Do you understand? Do you understand me?
4 weeks to go. In the confetti offices, Archie and Gregory produce a model woodland scene.
Up you come, my honey.
There he goes. Oh, bless.
Thank
look
you.
At that.
Oh, she's looking a bit ragged, actually.
Oh, didn't she? Quite oh make, the squirrels are falling.
Didn't quite make the journey, but there you go. And now, which way are we round? Oh, we're all moving around now. It's like Dunsinane, isn't it?
And Tony.
Right.
I like the idea of that. That's kind of Midsummer Night's Dream, isn't it?
Yes, that kind of thing. Fairies, Midsummer Night's Dream. They would arrive.
Where's the couple?
In their,
there we are.
I think they're hiding. They're hiding.
Well, they're
in the
not going to be naked.
Well, this is the problem we're having at the moment. It's sort of tricky convincing them, you know,
well,
to be
Well, I'm not interested in
clothed.
Convincing them. That, well, this is what we need for our readership.
Yes,
for the front cover. We can't have nude people.
Vivian, it's fine if they're not going to be on the front cover because they're not going to win, are they? I think we all know that.
Well, they may do. I mean, they may do.
Well,
this is just, you know...
They may not.
I mean, don't write them off just because they've got no clothes on.
What about having a little... a bush, if you'll pardon the language, a bush area that covers the...
Well, we had thought...
A bush area?
I had an idea.
How elegant is that going to be on the front cover of the magazine?
Well, if it's sort of... if the topiary is done properly, I think it could be rather lovely.
Well, they were...
I gave you an agenda. The agenda is no nudes.
Outside a chalet at the naturist camp, Archie and Gregory, in woodland fairy costumes, dance for Michael and Joanna, who are both stark naked.
To begin with, their dance is very formal.
The two fairies begin to skip up and down, knees high.
Then, more country. Suddenly, bright lights.
What's that? It's the rumble of something. What's this?
What it is the arrival of your camper van.
Camper van.
And inside, you...
Archie puts on a knee-length red Godiva wig. Gregory, a fur coat.
As the queen of the fairies.
And me, Oberon-like, as the king of the fairies, emerge from the camper van. The green man guides them, comforts them. And he is, of course, our green man, / registrar. And you're married.
Smiling eagerly, they wait for Michael and Joanna's response.
Well, I just think that completely sucks. I mean, that whole thing is rubbish. I mean, this is our wedding we're talking about. We can't be prancing around like Burks.
We have a little problem here that I think we ought to share with you. That is that our brief, if you like, is that your naturist wedding must not be naked. And that's come right from the top.
At Confetti Magazine...
I really have to apologise. I mean, I chose these people, and it was after lunch. They were the best of a bad lot. I'd had a couple of glasses of wine, and I think...
All right, Antonio, it's
I think
right.
I've made an error
it's
of judgment.
All right, yeah, OK, we just need to deal with it now, yeah? OK.
We just need to get them in a dress, as I understand.
Yes, we do. We absolutely do.
Michael, Joanna, lovely to see you.
Hi.
Come on in.
This gentleman is James Thirsk.
Hello.
He's
Hi.
Our lawyer, and he sorts things out. I believe we've got some sorting out to do today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking, we find that the problem is that we were asked for an idea for an original wedding, and our idea was a naturist wedding, and we found out recently that this is going to be a naturist wedding featuring no nudity.
And Tony passes the buck.
Mr. Thirsk.
You can't really have expected anyone to put naked people on the cover of a magazine if they win.
I'm not talking about the cover of the magazine, I'm talking about our wedding, us getting married. And as naturists, we know that you can't be a bit naked. You're either naked or you're not naked.
You're not
right?
naked now, and you seem comfortable enough.
Is that some kind of challenge?
Mr. No, I don't think it would be a
problem.
Matt strips off, and Vivian covers her eyes.
This is a problem that people don't
think it's
appreciate.
Appropriate. Mr. Collier, this isn't going to help
you know,
anyway.
You're either naked or
come on,
you're not
come on,
naked.
Stop it there, please. Just leave it there. Come on, we're trying to have a civilised discussion.
Yeah, I'm having a civilised discussion. I'm having a civilised discussion. What I'm saying is, I can still have a civilised discussion whether I'm dressed or not.
This is what you're becoming, and it's impossible to live
with. Right, I'm going to stay here until you write a new contract that says that we can have the wedding that you said that we could have.
I've got to tell you now, that's just not going to happen. That simply isn't going to happen. We cannot put out a magazine with people in it naked. I'm sorry about that, but we simply cannot do it.
Okay, well...
That is the end of...
Yeah, I guess that is the end of it.
What we do
I guess
after
that's
that.
The end, Collier.
Joanna puts her head in her hands as her naked fiancé storms out. Awkwardness all round.
Joanna, maybe if you just wore a wedding dress.
I'm not even sure that I want to get married. This is not what I dreamt of since I was a little girl. It's not becoming what I wanted for a wedding. He's sleeping in the kitchen at the moment.
What if you dressed yourself up to allure him? I mean, maybe you've just been naked too much. I mean, maybe just you become immune to each other because you've been so naked the whole time. You've got used to your bodies. There's no sort of magic. James?
There's something very romantic about a wedding dress.
Judith Bird, pre-marriage counsellor.
Well, if I can just start by simply explaining why we're here, what it's all about. We're here today to talk about what it means to actually be getting married.
It's not really much to talk about. I mean, you know, I felt that what we were going to do was have a naturist wedding, and that's that would involve people acting like naturists, aka being naked.
AKA, not aka.
And apparently, you know, not everybody feels the same way, including the person I was hoping to marry.
I have expressed not just a made-up problem, but a real issue with me is that suddenly being naked in front of non-naturists is not that easy.
I keep telling you, nobody's going to laugh. Your body's the most eloquent expression of how beautiful you are. Please get it into your thick head how much I respect you.
Well, if we can just take thick out for a moment, there was some very nice words there.
Right.
We can always pop one out and put another one back.
But let's take thick out then.
Let's take thick out. Good, good. Could you, are you ready to shuffle up a bit yet on the settee? Well done, lovely. Okay.
3 weeks to go. Archie and Gregory take Matt to a gentleman's outfitters and Sam to a wedding dress shop to try on Astaire and Rogers-like outfits.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-coloured sky. Flash, bam, alakazam. Wonderful you came by.
At Joseph's and Isabel's flat, Archie, Gregory and another designer fit Isabel into an Edwardian wedding gown, but the couple want more and more of it cut away until it's like a tennis dress.
Flash! I got a look at you.
Isabel tries on a veil tied to a tennis racket pushed down the back of her neck. At the outfitters, Matt, in top hat and tails, shuffles enthusiastically but woodenly through his dance routine, then goes through it again dressed in white. Joanna tries on a frothy tulle wedding dress. In a sports shop, Isabel tries headdresses featuring tennis balls, and Joseph tries out various tennis star looks, including John McEnroe. Later, Joseph and Isabel meet with Antoni and Vivian.
The wedding planners are not giving us the same service that they are getting. They are getting a choreographer. We've been told we're not allowed a choreographer.
Next
point, she had a makeover at the wedding fair before we made a fuss,
yeah.
and I got Isabel to have one.
Yes, you did.
They are getting resources that we are not getting. They're getting all the... Is it rigged? Is that what it's about?
Please, is it rigged? I mean...
Just tell us.
Absolutely not. I mean...
It doesn't seem like that from where we're sitting.
I'm the chair of the judging panel. I've got the casting vote. It will not be fixed.
You have the casting vote?
Yes.
Joseph and Isabel exchange a sly glance.
So what are you looking for?
At a cosmetic surgeon's.
So, Isabel, let's have a look at your nose.
Okay, shall I?
Yes, please. Can you look in the mirror? Okay.
So what
I see in your nose, that the dorsum here, the bridge is a little bit too wide and too flat, okay? The nose a little bit too short and is pointing up too much. And when I look at you, I see inside your nostrils. And I personally don't like that.
Okay.
Later, sitting on their bed, Joseph plays his guitar to Isabel.
I play tennis all over. From Florida to Bosnia, Herzegovina. Check what that country's called. I think it's called that. But I've never met a girl as beautiful as Isabel. More beautiful, Maria Sharapova. Felt like I was being torn apart by the hounds of hell. The day I fell in love with my Isabel.
Isabel, sitting cross-legged on the foot of the bed in a pink sleeveless vest and sweatpants, her hair swept up in a knot on top of her head, listens with a look of childlike adoration.
Isabel.
That's sort of really all I've got at the moment.
That's beautiful.
She crawls up to him, leaning awkwardly across his guitar, and they hug. Gregory and Archie show a model of the dance set to Matt, Sam, Sam's mum Chris, and sister Jen.
Here we go. So, voila. That's your basic set, as it were. Your wedding
dark,
area. Well, it'll be lit, obviously. Well, it's not just this dark. And here it's peopled with, as you described to us before, about maybe a little canopy of people. I don't know what you think. There'll
just
be.
It looks so dark to me. I don't like it.
Yes, but what I'm saying is that
black.
It will be lit. I'm saying it will be lit.
Yeah, down... but for a wedding, you don't want black walls and a black floor.
No, these are starlights.
Oh, it's
all
gone.
Around here. Yeah. Yeah, these are starlights, like little stars.
I don't care. It's a black floor, and it's not right for a wedding. That's my opinion anyway.
Well, it makes
terrible.
It easier for you to stand out in your white, or what I thought particularly was you using a colour.
I just don't like the sounds of it. I'm sorry. Well, go on then, carry on, but
Thank
I don't
you.
Like it.
Cheers, carry on.
Don't like the sound of it at
carry
all.
On.
Matt, what
a few flowers or something to cheer it up.
Flowers
looks like a mold.
Flowers don't exist in this concept, in this theme.
Yeah.
Busby Berkeley was not full of flowers. It was about angles, geometrics, art deco, shaped bodies of... She's nodding. She knows.
What about the lights? What are the lights for?
The great thing about spotlights in black is that we'll just see you. We won't see the people sort of hanging around.
Oh, what's going
we'll
on?
Just
people
see
just
the people
around
in...
Shut the fuck up! Seriously, shut the fuck up,
Matt,
all right?
Excuse me.
Excuse nothing. Excuse nothing.
Like
no, we had this out yesterday.
Shut up.
I beg your pardon. Honest goodness me. Who the hell do you think you are?
We're losing the wedding planners now.
Oh,
we're losing the wedding planners.
It's all
gone pear-shaped. Yeah, oh, no, it's not all gone pear-shaped. You put it pear-shaped.
Your fault.
You put it
pear-shaped. Not mine, not Sam's, not Jen's.
Fuck.
You shouted like as though you were on a barrow in the market.
Well, if you want to come and see us, you two are getting married too. But we don't need to deal with your sister and your mother because it is not their wedding and we won't do it.
Can you leave my house, please?
It would be an absolute joy. Because quite frankly, this green is giving me a headache. Oh, speaking of headaches, here she comes. Come on.
On my house. Oh my God,
Father.
Tell you what.
I've had
a bloody toilet
at
your
wedding.
I'll tell you what. You won't apologise for me, parent, this time.
Bloody
bugger off.
Matt's gone, right? He's gone out. I don't know where he is. He could be lying on a park bench somewhere and he's gone because of you. Because of the way you behaved yesterday.
Don't say you're worried about him. Not after the way he behaved here. Shouting at your sister, shouting at me, shouting in front of you, language like that. No.
He's shouting because he can't stand it anymore. And I can't stand it anymore.
Stand what anymore, Sam? Stand people helping you? Me, a mum, trying to help. Me coming back off a cruise saying, oh, I'll do the choreography. Oh, I'll help out. I'll be in like a dream ballet sequence. Oh, I was so pleased when I heard you were coming back from the cruise. I was so excited to see you. And then you come back and you just try and take over. It's like you don't trust that I can do it on my own. I've had to sit there and watch you and clap you with half a flamingo coming out of your head, going, oh, look at Jen, and it's my turn now. I want to have a chance. I want it to be me and Matt getting married, loving each other, getting married in that spotlight. Give me one day, just one chance to have my day, my wedding day, and I want you to be there loving me and supporting me, not making me feel like some idiot.
Jen and Chris look back awkwardly at Sam. To the chirp of a canary in a cage at the window, Matt lies back in a foam-filled roll-top bath with antique taps.
Hello.
Gregory, in a dark toweling road, greets the canary.
Morning, Matt. Oh, well.
Archie brings coffee.
Cheers.
Matt, holding his coffee mug in one hand, hurriedly scoops foam over his lower half with the other, while Gregory and Archie get on with washing, cleaning their teeth, and settling down in chairs to read the paper. Matt, wide-eyed and foam-covered, gulps his coffee. Later, they sit at a table having breakfast.
You're not the first person to turn up here before a wedding, freaking it. No. You've just got to accept the fact that it's a stressful time and take some time out and look after yourself and look after her and don't get so wound up with it all.
Need a bit of me time. It's what you need. It's very difficult. So much pressure, particularly with this.
Matt glances towards the window and leaps to his feet.
What's that?
Sam is down in the street, serenading him.
Jesus Christ, what are you doing? Stop it. So I better go.
I like you. And you.
Fly, my Romeo, fly.
He's coming down.
Matt runs out into the street and he and Sam kiss.
I love birds.
Sam throws her arms around Matt's neck. Archie and Gregory stand side by side, looking down at them. Archie looks at Gregory and smiles. A sparkly caption. 1 week to go. Michael and Joanna arrive at a smart Docklands hotel and have trouble negotiating the revolving door.
Summer breeze and blue sky.
Matt and Sam arrive and gaze excitedly round the foyer. Joseph and Isabel play it deliberately casual and unimpressed. Later in their room, Michael sits naked on the bed.
Just put something on, please.
Joanna, I'm not going to get dressed just because your mother's coming.
Well, I have to take it somewhere else to have a
It's our hotel room. When I go to her house, then I'll put some clothes on.
Topsy, oh, darling.
How are you, sweetheart?
Good, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
I'm fine. What have they done to you, then?
Where have they put you here?
Oh, it's quite nice.
The room is empty.
It is nice.
Sweetheart, you're looking thinner.
Thank you.
Well done. That's excellent. Right. Well, I've had a long day, so it's lovely to be here.
There you are, sweetie.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Mrs. Roberts. Well, I suppose now I should call you Mum, really, shouldn't I?
Michael stands naked in front of Joanna's mum.
Pleasant trip.
Outside the hotel conference hall, Joseph and Isabel are spying on rehearsals.
That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Isabel has a large plaster over her nose. Inside the hall, Jenny choreographs Sam, Chris, Jen, Matt and some dancers.
Yeah, move over on Lawson's chairs here.
You ready, Mum?
Standing beside her mum, Jen strikes a pose and watches as Sam prances through an archway of wafting dancers.
See, I don't know where Matt's coming from. Is that him? Is that us? Jenny, is this us?
5, 6, 7, 8, go.
Go!
Jen, in crop pants, leg warmers and a bare midriff, skips on, followed by Chris in a velour tracksuit. They strike poses close to Matt.
Lovely on.
A man walks in. Sam runs over and hugs him. Jen and Chris gape.
Oh, my God.
What's doing here?
Oh, no, I don't believe. How come he knew about it? Who's been talking to him? That's what I want to know.
Well, Matt obviously knew about
it. I could have been warned. I could have been warned.
You're right. Don't get upset, Mum. Don't get upset, because then it's like he's winning.
All right, Dave?
All right.
You never said.
I wasn't sure if he was going to come, but I'm really glad he's here. Shall we get on?
Well, it would have been nice if you could have told me that your dad was going to be here. Sorry.
Is he going to be dancing?
Yeah.
No.
5, 6, 7, 8. Up!
Dave is choreographed into the dance between Jen and Chris.
3, go! 1.
Wiry Dave dances energetically.
3, 4, and run. Good, very good. Perfect.
They rehearse a kicking sequence where Dave is dancing very close to his ex-wife.
I'm sorry, but 5, 6, 7.
Keep going!
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Dave accidentally knocks Chris's hair.
For God's sake, Dave, do me a favour.
Dave runs a hand through his hair.
I'm trying my best.
How can anyone
I'm
just trying be so sensitive? I'm staying
I'm
in here next year. Pushing me in the back of the head. Pushing me
I'm
like
not Ginger
that.
Rogers, you know?
And if you're not pushing me, I can feel that you're making me lose my balance.
Chris, there's only a little bit of room we've all got, don't we? I mean, we're all going to have to try.
All right, what I'm saying is...
Yeah, I know.
He's standing right
I
next to me. Fish,
doing,
bash, bosh, bish.
It's very hard. It's
making
me
wobble over. I'm doing my best.
Over. All of us, all right? We've all got to
if
try.
If you're a bit more sensitive to what was happening...
She turns her back on him and adjusts her low-cut, body-hugging velour top.
And...
Later, Isabel and Joseph meet Archie and Gregory in the hall.
Hi, guys.
What's happened?
What do you mean?
What's happened to your face?
The nose job. Nose job. This is just protecting it.
But it's next week.
How long's that on for?
It's going to be fine.
It's
don't worry
be
about
fine.
The nose.
Don't worry. Worried about the time. That's not what we're worried about. We're not worried about this anymore. I'm only worried about it because I had to pay for it myself.
Joseph turns to Archie.
Right. Cliff Richard? Very possibly. Yeah, we're
possibly.
Well,
yes
he's,
or no?
He's out of the country, but he said that if he can get back, he will, and if not, he's got somebody else he'll send, who apparently is more like him than he is. So that's
big ball. All, the big ball.
We've got you a big ball. We've got
where?
You a big ball.
Where
it's
is
arriving
it
on the day.
On the day?
It's £1,000 a day.
How many ball boys?
6,
or possibly even 8.
Choreographer.
We're still talking to her. We're still talking to her. It's just that we've got so many things to do. We've got so many weddings.
If we can get a shape, right? Because we haven't really got the budget to get a choreographer in to do the whole thing. But if we can get, listen to me, if we can get a shape to it, on the day we can get her in, hopefully. We're talking to her. She's doing the other one. We can get her in and she can tidy it up at the end.
Right, but she's very busy with the 42 dancers in the other
wedding.
It's
this, that she is the choreographer and a choreographer is used to create...
Choreograph.
Dance,
yes,
dance
and
pieces.
Provide ideas.
Yes, but
provide you're... ideas.
No,
yes,
no.
That's what couples do who want to get married.
Yes. We have given our ideas.
But where have your ideas been? Where have your
we
ideas
gave
been?
You
we gave
time,
you. We wanted
Joseph,
a dance of ball boys. We wanted you to arrive at a net. We wanted you to look beautiful in Edwardian clothes. And everything was thrown out.
No, you didn't. You had one idea. When
we
never said anything
to you at your club and said, entrance of a load of ball boys to prepare your arena for you. It's not our fault that you don't have enough friends to bring along who can do these things for you. Now, we found
you!
Oh, no, it's please. It's
no,
about,
we have it's, friends! It's not,
well, where are they?
Fuck
they...
off about the friends. It's not about friends.
Of course it is. On the day, we need people.
They can't make it!
Her family from Canada. You know how far away that is?
We can't afford to fly
We can't
them
afford
over.
It because we've had to spend all our money on her nose.
Joseph and Isabel pick up their things and go to leave. Joseph turns back in the doorway.
Thanks very much.
Archie sits down, takes off his glasses, and weeps.
Oh, Arch, come on, don't be silly. Come on, don't be silly. Oh, come on. It's not your fault.
Gregory pulls Archie into his arms and cuddles him.
Sausage. Silly sausage, it's not your fault. That's okay.
Archie wipes a hand across his eyes. Gregory, patting him on the shoulder, holds him tight.
Come on, my big bear. Don't be silly. Come on. Don't be silly. Don't let me see you like this. Don't let me see you.
Oh, I'm not. They just think I'm a stupid puff anyway.
Don't be stupid. I'm the puff, you're the straight man. Silly.
Isabel comes to sit next to Archie and takes his hand. Joseph stands morosely nearby. She wags a warning finger at him.
I'm sorry.
It's okay now.
Later, Joseph has a solo session with the pre-marriage counsellor.
I mean, I just wonder how long before she gets sick of me, really.
He looks down and pares his fingernails.
And before she, you know, because especially if we don't win the competition, I've got nothing to offer her, really. I'm at the end of my tennis career and...
Okay.
I've got no money and I don't know whether, you know, whether in a year's time she'll still want to be married. You know, if I haven't provided anything good for her, or, you know, if I'm not winning any tennis matches.
Archie.
They're under huge pressure, these people, to sort of have the perfect wedding. And so it's natural that they should take that out on us a bit, I suppose, really. That's, you know, if you don't like it, then we wouldn't be doing it, would we?
Gregory stares blankly, hand on cheek, a glass of white wine in front of him.
You're tired, aren't you?
Sorry?
You're just tired. You're just tired.
No, but sorry. Very fine.
He smiles mirthlessly. In Joseph and Isabel's room...
Tell Mr. Rosetsky to ring me. I won't ring again, and the wedding's really soon. He wanted to come. OK? Joseph Worrell, you have my number. Thank you.
Isabel comes out of the bathroom, head bowed, holding her long dark hair around her face. She sweeps her hair back, raises her head and smiles at Joseph. Her new nose is like a long ski jump. He looks at her nonplussed.
Do you like it?
He forces a smile.
Yeah.
You don't?
I do. Why are you crying? Don't cry. Don't cry.
It's good.
No, I do. I like it. Don't cry. It's okay. I like it.
You
I
do?
Love it. Yeah. Just a bit of a shock.
Do you want to see it from the side?
Okay.
She turns sideways on. Joseph peers at it from various angles. None of them help. A sparkly blue caption says, the night before. They all gather at the hotel. Isabel and Joseph slip in late.
You all right? Yeah, I'm tremendous.
Terribly exciting, isn't it?
Antonio and Vivian gaze at Isabel's new nose.
How can that nose go on a front cover?
Well, I didn't say it specifically, but I implied change it for the better.
Well, it wasn't for the better, was it?
It's ever so subtle. Mm.
Matt gestures to Sam. It's fucking out.
Isn't that the mother over
there? Vivian indicates Mrs. Roberts.
She's not going to be naked, is she?
No.
No one wants to see that. Who's that?
That's a sister.
Sister of whom?
Antoni spirits Jen away into a lift.
Are you insisting that they wear clothes now?
I think it would be better.
I do. I couldn't agree with you more. Now, look, let's stop this silly stuff, shall we? Let's just stop it.
Antoni and Jen come out of the lift somewhat dishevelled.
Oh, did you? Looking at the view. I've heard that one.
Did you
come yesterday?
Mum?
Well, I'm just
Jen, do you think Jen would be that cheap to go upstairs with a stranger and have sex?
Oh, excuse me, we're going up there talking.
I mean, she's a good, small little girl here.
I can assure you, sir, that nothing. Vivian.
So, here's to a wonderful day.
Here's to confetti.
They all raise their glasses and drink a toast. Mrs. Roberts is glowering. Antoni and Vivian sip the champagne and screw up their faces. The screen slowly fades to black, and a sparkly purple caption announces, "The big day." The three theatrical sets in the conference hall are in darkness. Archie and Gregory are checking the table settings.
Oh, look. Somebody set this right-handed.
They're wearing matching shiny lavender tuxedos and Gregory's quiff stiff.
Yeah, but it's good.
It's lovely. It's just detail.
Start getting ready now.
I'm getting ready now.
All right.
Get ready. Look up. What's this?
I know, they need to
come out.
You need to be... Go and see Mirella now.
Guests pour in and Archie and Gregory visit the matronly Busby Barclay dancers.
Is everybody all right?
All right.
OK, you're a bit short of numbers here. I think there are a few people have disappeared. Please just make it a loo run and nothing else. All right? You look absolutely fabulous. Yes. All of you.
You look smashing.
All the best.
So do you.
Thank you very much.
Pots, I hope you win because I don't. But I want you to win. But anyway, good luck with it. Hope it goes well.
Yeah, I hope yours goes well. Really do.
Thanks.
Is everything all right? There's no panic in the camp.
No, it's lovely.
Is it?
I'm really worried about it. I just don't know if I can do it because I'm being...
No.
Oh, just because of the singing and stuff.
Sam, be fine, darling.
Sam, listen to me, breathe. You're singing.
Sam,
do you want to come?
Sam runs off in her gown and veil.
Keep her hair away from her face. She's sick.
Okay.
Otherwise, you get sick on the hair.
If it's something different, if it's something that you like, and you think, well, this is something new, I haven't seen this before, now that's not regardless of whether you like it or not. And if you hate it, step back and say, well, that was original, but I didn't like it.
Antoni with the judges.
Just pop by to say, on behalf of Confetti Magazine, the best of British, all right?
Thanks.
And I think you've got a very, very strong chance.
Right.
Thank you, Vivian, that's very nice.
Smashing, yeah.
If you keep your clothes on.
Matt in his tux sits down with Jen with her fake tan.
What I'm about to say now is not meant as a criticism, I swear to you. But you know, you're sort of painted brown, and some it's just like it. There's a light, and I don't know if you'd noticed it and you wanted to change. Maybe you didn't notice it, but I know you're a perfectionist, and I would have thought you might want to change it because you're a perfectionist. You know what I mean? And you want to look as good as you could look.
Yeah, no, I've fake tanned it and I've just not done it.
I know, but just like that.
Yeah, but you don't get brown palms when you sunbathe. You don't sunbathe like that, do you?
You don't, but also not everyone looks like Biffo the Bear. Because, I mean, like, there's a sort of brown and there's a what? Huh?
We have to win. We have to win. So we will win. We will win. Come on, Joseph. Come on. Do you want to go through it?
Joseph paces the room in his white blazer and flannels.
What if we lose?
We're not going to lose.
Why? How do we know?
Because we're winners. We are winners. We're going to win this.
They'll kill us out there.
Right. Well, I'm sure you'll all agree with me when I say marriage is about commitment. And we at Confetti Magazine are committed to pushing the envelope in weddings. Today is about doing new and exciting weddings, things that maybe you haven't seen before.
Now, I know the couples are backstage now. I know you can hear me. Do remember.
Joseph and Isabel stand stiffly in the wings. On the sofa, Matt looks anxiously at Sam's tense face. And Michael and Joanna are still wearing their dressing gowns.
Let's move on to our first wedding. I think it's taking place over here. You can probably guess what the theme is. Ladies and gentlemen, Confetti gives you Joseph and Isabel.
The guests sitting around tastefully decorated centre-lit tables crane their necks as the lights come up on an indoor tennis court set. Doors open and Archie and Gregory in green polo shirts and shorts lead six pairs of prancing ball boys and girls, each holding large yellow balls.
Welcome to Wimbledon on this absolutely glorious summer's day. There's a palpable sense of excitement here amongst this full house, a real buzz around centre court.
As the ball boys perform their routine, Isabel and Joseph wait nervously backstage.
This really does promise to be the most wonderful occasion.
A registrar climbs into the umpire's chair and the ball boys take their places around the court. Two large tennis ball balloons float from the net. Joseph and Isabel run in and pose on the baseline. Isabel's racket is trimmed with flowers.
Oh, and here they are! Here they come!
What a day!
They demonstrate stylish serves and strokes, posing after each one. And Tony and Vivian, seated at a table, look impressed. And the judges make notes.
And there's this smile on my face.
They run to the net and hit the two large balloon balls.
Why, it's almost like being in love.
Confetti sprays out from the bursting balloons. Isabel and Joseph come to the centre of the court and bow as if to the royal box. The umpire steps down from his chair and approaches Isabel. The umpire tosses a coin.
Heads.
Sorry, it's tails.
I'll serve.
Joseph Cecil Worrell has won the toss and elected to serve.
He returns to his chair. Isabel and Joseph bounce on their feet awaiting service. They each go to the net.
Quiet, please. And play.
I, Joseph Cecil Worrell, know of no legal reason why I may not be married to Isabel Frances Fontaine.
15, love.
I, Isabel Frances Fontaine, know of no legal reason why I cannot be married to Joseph Cecil Worrell.
15 all.
I, Joseph Cecil Worrell, take you, Isabel Frances Fontaine, to be my lawfully wedded wife.
30-15.
I, Isabel Frances Fontaine, take you, Joseph Cecil Worrell, to be my lawful legal husband.
30 all. New balls, please.
Ball boys take the couple's rackets and present them each with a ball. The couple face each other.
Isabel. I've never won a tournament, but I don't care, because I've won you.
40-30.
I know it's not been possible to have any friends or family here today, but that doesn't matter, because you're here and that's all I'll need now and forever.
Deuce.
Isabel, I can't promise I'll never be jealous again, but I can promise that I'll look after you and love you till the day I die.
They open the balls, which are ring boxes, and exchange wedding rings.
Joseph Cecil Worrell, Isabel Frances Fontaine. Now gives me great pleasure to pronounce you.
Lighting flashes. Isabel, Joseph run for cover. The ball boys pull on the covers.
Well, what a shame. Covers are going on. Looks like a passing shower, so hopefully it'll not... What's this? Someone's standing up. It's Cliff Richard! Oh, my goodness! He's going to sing! What a privilege to be here!
I've got myself a crying, talking, a sleeping, a walking, living doll. I've got to do my best to please...
The lookalike and the ball boys perform a routine. A male judge scratches his head and scribbles a note. Vivian hides her face in her hand, and Tony looks at her appalled, but the guests join in happily.
I got my one and only walking, talking, living doll.
A huge transparent ball is rolled onto the court. Isabel and Joseph stand inside it in a smaller chamber. Like hamsters on a wheel, they make the ball roll to the centre stage, where they bounce up and down inside it and hug. A scoreboard flashes.
Game, set, and match.
And Tony stands up to join in with the applause. Backstage, Michael, still in his dressing gown, is helping Joanna into a see-through robe over a body stocking covered in ivy.
You could try a bit harder.
I am trying, but this isn't what we wanted to do, is it?
Look.
I've had everybody telling us what we have to do, sticking stuff on us. Yeah. I've got leaves stuck in places I didn't know existed.
Yeah, well, how do you think I feel? That's what they've done to me.
Right, well, ladies and gentlemen, as if that wasn't a treat enough, and I think it really was, we've got three weddings to get through, and I can scarcely believe it, we're on to our second. This one's very interesting. I love it. I love the concept. I've not seen anything yet, but I love the idea. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Michael and Joanna.
Mrs. Roberts pulls a despairing face. The headlights of an old Volkswagen camper van illuminate a moonlit glade set with fairy lights, sprite and nymph-like creatures and plastic animals. In one corner stands a layered rustic wedding cake covered in cream icing, decorated with two small naked figures on the top.
I lay before you all I have to offer. King of my heart.
Michael and Joanna come through the woodland set wearing long white semi-transparent robes. Dry ice drifts over the ground. Two bare-chested, puck-like figures step up behind them and place crowns of flowers and leaves on their heads. Archie and Gregory peep out from behind a stand of greenery, smiling admiringly as the couple perform a solemn dance. As Michael and Joanna walk back upstage, followed by the two fawn-like men, Mrs. Roberts nervously gulps her champagne. Coming back downstage with the two fawns holding an archway of leafy branches over their heads, Michael and Joanna turn to face each other. Slowly, they take off their floral crowns and place them ceremoniously on each other's heads. Joanna smiles lovingly at Michael. The fawns standing behind them help them disrobe, and they stand facing each other totally naked, except for a few painted ivy leaves. Vivian's eyes widen, a woman's jaw drops, and Mrs. Roberts' face falls.
Oh, Tubbs.
I vow to never make you cover up for shame or fear or duty.
You'll never need to shed your clothes for me to see your beauty.
I won't ignore our differences, but let them just connect.
One word for that is compromise. The better one's respect.
They drove you mad, but do not fear, for now you have a wife.
Your husband's here. Screw them, my dear. Their wedding, but our life. For you join the dots between the stars like a pen of heaven's manner. You make two houses into one. You join me up, Joanna.
You're like an angel overhead, but with me on a cycle. Come live with me and be my love, my Gabriel. My Michael.
She smiles at him delightedly. The registrar in a dark suit walks up to them through the woodland glade, trying hard not to look.
Ladies and gentlemen, now that Michael and Joanna have exchanged head rings and promised themselves to each other, a solemn moment has come for the couple to make their marriage contract. If you please all stand.
They do. The guests at one of the tables are also naked. The woodland sky turns from blue to gold.
I call upon these persons here present to witness that I, Michael Gabriel Collier...
I call upon these persons here present to witness that I, Michael Gabriel Collier, do take thee, Joanna Martha Roberts, to be my lawful wedded wife.
I call upon these persons here present to witness that I, Joanna Martha Roberts, do take thee, Michael Gabriel Collier, to be my lawful wedded husband.
It gives me great pleasure to pronounce you man and wife. They kiss the bride.
The registrar averts his gaze as they kiss hungrily. The guests from the naturist camp cheer. Michael and Joanna laugh in delighted surprise as Archie and Gregory, completely naked, wheel on the newlyweds' tandem, a large just married sign attached to the crossbar. As Michael and Joanna ride away, Vivian looks on with a thin-lipped smile. The judge applauds with tears in his eyes. On stage, the two fawns go off arm in arm.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Michael and Joanna, and I think we can all, raise our glasses to them, the happy couple. Michael and Joanna, what a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Backstage, Matt tries to calm nerves.
But listen, everyone, we're not going to worry about the steps, we're not going to worry about the tune, we're just going to have fun, all right? We're just going to, you know, none of us are singers, none of us are dancers.
I'm nervous. Forgetting that bit. That's the bit.
But do you know what? It doesn't matter.
When we went through it before, I got it all wrong. I thought, no, I'm letting you do
Chris.
It.
No, Mum,
girls, this is stage fright. I've seen it a thousand times.
I don't want to let you down, darling.
Calm.
That's it.
Deep breaths. This is going to be something fabulous. We're going to do a wonderful show.
Yeah.
For once in your life, Jen, I think you're right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to give the warm reception you gave the other two to our final couple. It is Matt and Sam.
Matt kisses Sam.
I love you.
Love you too. Right.
Michael and Joanna, now in dressing gowns, and Joseph and Isabel are also watching. The set lights up. A backdrop of stars and a huge two-tiered wedding cake on top of which sits Sam, her back to the audience. The chorus line of bridesmaids, some rather older than the norm, wearing candy floss white tulle dresses with puff sleeves and matching headdresses, form a small circle and hold their pink poses up to make one large bouquet. In Busby Barclay style, they make pretty patterns as they dance in counter-rotating circles and then two lines. Guests at the table smile and sigh. The bridesmaids form a square centre stage. The men appear in their tuxes and dance towards them.
The way she walks, her hair, her arms.
On top of the cake, Sam rises to her feet. She climbs down. Matt dances through an archway of men in top hats and tails towards her, and Sam dances through an archway of bridesmaids towards him. They run around the stage in a wide circle. Two men carry Sam away in their arms to where her father waits in top hat, white tie and tails. He leads her across the stage to Matt. The registrar comes out to meet them. Behind the registrar in a dark suit and a black t-shirt featuring a bloody clown's head is Snoopy.
Matthew Norris, Samantha Whiston. Marriage, according to the law of this country, is the union of one man and one woman, voluntarily entered into for life, to the exclusion of all others.
Dave and Chris glance at each other.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Matthew and Samantha are going to make their marriage vows through the medium of song.
Matt takes a deep breath and takes Sam's hands in his.
I promise to love you. I promise to care for you. I promise to always make you love.
Matt slips a ring on her finger.
I give you my love always.
To have and to hold always.
Our life to unfold as man and wife always.
Always.
They face front and the chorus join in. Gregory looks at Archie proudly as tears well up behind his specs. Sam's mum and dad, standing behind each other in the chorus line, join in emotionally. Matt and Sam face each other.
I do.
Me too.
They lean towards each other and kiss. The skirts of the bridesmaid dresses have disappeared, replaced by loose black satin shorts, and they begin a tap dance routine with the men. Matt and Sam take center stage. Matt and Sam run upstage and disappear behind the cake. Chris dances wide-eyed, mouth open, hardly believing she's doing so well. Some of the chorus move towards the cake, leaving the youngest and best of the dancers to finish the routine. Antoni is paying special attention to Jen. The judges make approving notes. Cake lights up, tier by tier, with dancers on each level raising their arms. On the very top, Sam and Matt are picked out in a special light that bleaches out their colour, making them look like characters from a black and white movie. Matt throws Sam back in his arms and bends over her. They straighten up and embrace as glitter and confetti flutter from the ceiling. Archie and Gregory hug each other. The guests get to their feet. Isabel and Joseph applaud nervously. Joanna cups Michael's face in her hands.
Once again, really, each of the couples, thank you so much for sharing this day with us. It's been so wonderful for us. It's been really good of you to open up your most precious day to our magazine, Confetti. Thank you so much.
Joseph.
You smile, look as if we're winners. They're not going to give them to us if we look like we're losers.
And Tony.
Right. First off, let's go through couple by couple. Couple by couple.
The judge in the green suit seems to be a fan.
He was lovely, wasn't he?
He keeps saying well done.
Oh. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Good luck anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Have a drink later.
Yeah.
Isabel sticks out her tongue at Sam and Matt.
They are so two-faced.
Well, let's think about innovation. That was pretty innovative, wasn't it? It was really innovative.
Well, let's all put down a score.
Well, it was original enough.
Yeah. Did let me
down. Well,
in that, you wouldn't do it again.
Congratulations. So do you. So do James. Great body. I accidentally tell him to stop looking at your butts.
Matt and Michael laugh.
No, they don't know they've won. They have not won. They've not necessarily won. You can still win. For God's sake.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, please. The judging panel have reached a verdict. Vivian, the editor of the magazine, has the golden envelope, and I think it would be churlish not to let her do the honour. She's done so much of the work for this. So, Vivian, over to you.
Okay. And the winner is...
Isabel and Joseph clutch each other nervously. Matt fans himself with his top hat. Michael slips his hand into Joanna's.
Yes! Matt and Sam!
Joseph and Isabel, who were wide-eyed with expectation when Vivian shouted yes, seem turned to stone as the Busby Barclay team and Sam's family hug each other. Archie and Gregory clap delightedly. Sam's dad hugs Matt. Michael gives Joanna a consoling kiss. Sam's dad pecks his ex-wife on the cheek and turns away. Matt leads Sam to the podium where Vivian throws her arms around him.
Fix! It's a fix!
No, not really
it's
the time.
It's a fix!
Joseph, it is not the time. Don't be a bad loser. Don't be a bad loser. It's not, it's not one of your tennis matches. It's a fair and square competition run by Confetti Magazine. I object to that in the strongest possible terms. Please, let Matt and Sam have their moment. Matt and Sam, round of applause for Matt and Sam. Matt and Sam.
Michael and Joanna exchange an appalled glance.
Now I've got the key. We've got the key to a £500,000 house for Matt and Sam, our winners. Winning fair and square.
Joseph and Isabel run up to the judges' table. Joseph grabs one of the clipboards and tears off the judging sheet. Snoopy takes to the stage with his band.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to
Sam, arm in arm with Matt, whispers to him, and they both smile as they listen to Snoopy and his band. Mrs. Roberts runs over to Michael and Joanna in their dressing gowns and flings her arms around both of them. Joseph scowls forlornly as Isabel leads him away. Archie and Gregory hurry over to congratulate Michael and Joanna. Matt and Sam dance cheek to cheek. Matt looks over his shoulder at Snoopy's band. Snoopy picks up the microphone stand and swings it.
Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as...
Matt and Sam appear on the cover of Confetti, and Antoni speaks from a recording studio.
Since that competition, I've trusted my intuition. I've trusted in my dreams, because you have an idea like that and you run with it, and it's that big a success, and you think, well... Just trust in yourself and go for it. So what I've done is I've taken some of the profit from that competition, the success of it, and I've invested it in music. Not just a couple of CDs, I've bought a record label and, doing some A&R.
Matt and Sam record.
One looks for happiness, one longs to find a partner, one knows that nowadays one love will be the answer.
Well, please God, you know, the deeds... are going to come through soon. They've told us, haven't they, not to worry. They've told us it's all right, it's all okay. But of course, you never actually can believe it until you're there in your new home. So, we're keeping our fingers crossed for that.
Yeah.
Jessica Stevenson as Sam. Martin Freeman as Matt.
I would say to anyone thinking of getting married, do it if you are doing it for the reason that you just love the other person. One love,
while we're still living. I went into a bit of a decline after the weddings.
Postnuptial depression.
Didn't get out of bed for 4 weeks.
Hit him pretty hard.
Yeah, very hard. But we're over that. I'm coaching now.
There. He's fantastic, there. Watching him with children.
Right. Okay. The forehand is this. There, there, there. Got it? Right, go away.
And now we're thinking about having one of our own.
Yeah. Who knows what nose they'll get. One
nose. Singing in Antoni's sound studio, Meredith McNeil as Isabel, her nose back in protective bandaging, and Stephen Mangan as Joseph. In the control room, Vivian fiddles with the enormous mixing board. Antoni slaps her hand away. Michael and Joanna relax under a duvet in their camper van.
Mainly we've just sort of found out that the only people we really need to be naked in front of is each other. I mean, we don't really call ourselves naturists anymore.
No.
We call ourselves, well, I call myself Michael.
And I'm Joanna.
And, yeah, that seems to work better.
Better, I think.
Robert Webb as Michael and Olivia Colman as Joanna, in T-shirt saying, naturists, do it in the buff. Archie slips a ring on Gregory's finger.
So you're not doing this, are you? Are you
doing
this? Are you really doing this?
Shh, be quiet. This is my bit. Gregory Huff, will you marry me?
Gregory's lip trembles.
Is that the right hand?
That's it.
Vincent Franklin as Archie. Jason Watkins as Gregory. Felicity Montague as Vivian. Jimmy Carr as Antoni.
One love. Peace.
Don't stand around on the edges of other people's weddings, crying at pretty brides and thinking, oh, wouldn't it be nice if... You see what you want, go and get it. So that's what we're doing, and that's what you should do.
Helen Huff, your dreams are enough. And only one.
Confetti was conceived and directed by Debbie Isitt. Produced by Ian Flukes, Ian Benson. Co-producers Nick Jones, May Chu. Executive producer David M. Thompson.
You were great.
I did that. Well, you were.
Executive producers Lee Thomas, Andrew Taylor, Oliver Edwards, Joe Oppenheimer. Editor Nikki Ager. Director of photography Jewald Alkema. Production designer Chris Roop. Costume designer Deirdre Clancy. Hair and makeup designer Morella Shearer. Original music Paul Englishby. Source music supervisor Sophie Sheen. Original music supervised by Alison Wright and Matt Biffer. Almost Like Being in Love, LOVE, an Orange Coloured Sky performed by Paul Anker. Sound recordist Glenn Marullo. Casting Rachel Freck. The remainder of the cast were Sam's mum, Alison Steadman, Snoopy, Mark Wooten, Jen, Sarah Hadland, Sam's dad, Ron Cook, Counselor, Julia Davis, Joanna's mum, Selena Cadell, Judges, Caroline Reed, Nicholas Grace, Phil Nickel, Registrar, Mark Heap, Jesus, Jesus de Miguel, Sophie, Kate Smallwood, Cosmetic Surgeon, Dr. Roberto Vile, Lawyer, James Aldridge. Snoopy's band, Drew Pierce, Pete Gofton, Chris Bourne, Rob Talsmer. Singing coach, Ian Adam. Naturist singer-guitarist, Barbara J. Hunt. Naturist violinist, Helen Ryan. Naturist attendants, Nigel Burford, Chris Proctor. Cliff Richard, Jimmy Germain. Wedding show makeover, Karen Franklin, Errol Douglas, Ariane Poole, Jane Gilpin, Matthew Dickinson. Dress designer, Ian Stewart. Tailors, Gary Anderson, Daljit Sahota. Waiter at hotel, Darren Eid. Tennis kid, Felix Lashmar. Studio guitarist, John Turnbull. Auditionees, Dinosaurs, Lucy Chalkley, Jonathan Rhodes. Elvises, Peter Isitt, Barbara Isitt. Train spotters, Josie Stewart, Ben Kersley. Romans, Alexandra McGuinness, Wazza Conlon. Divers, Charlotte Thornton, Ian van der Heijden. Clowns, Anna Tolpert, Joe England. Joy of Sex, Jacob T.S. Andreasen, Serafina Steer. Musical dancers, Sam Arnold, Elsie McGarry, Nicola Lagan, Terry Kavanagh, Jill Goldston, Michael Sherrin, Anthony Cranwell, Graham Henderson, Lucy Tuck, Malcolm Davey, Kirsty Hoyles, Sarah Watson, Sheila Dickey, Mark Holman, Frankie Vinelot, Avril Gaynor, Jeff McGarry, Pamela Virgo. Tennis Ball Boys, Matthew Beadle, Jonathan Mawson, Amy Bell, Hannah Pavey, Andrew Edwards, Rosie Pollard, Lucy James, Andy Wright. Naturists, Albie Day. Mark East, Alfred Hoth, DM Beard, Steve Emerton, James Holden, John Brown, Ray Everson, Keith Parker, C. Butler, Colin Gill, Steve Ruddock, Beryl Butler, Helen Gill, George Tate, Janet East, Hannah Goodison, Ralph Turnbull. Waiters, Edward James Beasley, Mike Godfrey, Julie Cahill, Jade Hill, Nicola Colehill, Jade Lorraine Cale, Jess Gibling, Ben McLean. Soundtrack album available on Sanctuary Records. Confetti is released by 20th Century Fox. This audio description was written and produced by IMS for Fox Searchlight Pictures.